I find that there are certain creative works, like books or poems or plays, that inspire awe. I'm sure many of us have been there, that moment when you read or listen to something that's so good you think, this is it, this is perfection. And if you're like me, this wonder is soon followed by self-doubt. How could another human being write something so amazing while I struggle to produce work that's good, or worse, produce nothing at all? You don't even have to be a creative writer to understand this feeling of awe followed by inadequacy. It happens to everyone. And after years of feeling like I've gotten nowhere with my writing, I started to ask more questions of myself. Was I just not made to do this? Will I ever get better? Is there some kind of writing gene that you have to reach a certain level of achievement? Mostly, I wonder if there is some kind of surefire secret when it comes to creative writing. I want to know if there are certain techniques or steps that I can follow to make my writing better, or if it's all just a random, hopeless toss-up. What better way to find out the answers to these questions than ask some published writers? In separate interviews, I asked Kristen Case, Tyler Goddard, and Annie Maloney some questions about creative writing in their lives. Naturally, I began with their backgrounds. Is there something that happens in people's childhood that determines their future? With any discipline or job that you may have, there are bound to be things in your childhood that connect to it. For some, they might know when they're in first grade that they want to be a teacher. But for others, like me, these things are not so obvious.
I don't really remember writing much as a kid. I did a lot of drawing. I took an English class in ninth grade with a really amazing English teacher. I learned a lot about poetry from him, and I knew that he taught creative writing. I took creative writing with him the following year. And I mean, he was just kind of a magical teacher and a magical person. And I took creative writing basically just to do something else with him.
While not everyone knows that they want to bring creative works into existence from a young age, there was a common thread amongst the people I interviewed.
My elementary school English teacher actually introduced me to poetry outside of class.
When I was in high school, I took creative writing as an elective, and I did really well in the class, and I really enjoyed it. And my high school creative writing teacher encouraged me to pursue it in college.
A really amazing English teacher.
Yes, teachers have an amazingly positive effect on young writers, even if they don't know yet that they want to write. Next, I decided to ask about their writing process. Since there's no writing gene, is there anything that other writers can do during their process to better their work?
So I like to write early in the morning. With poetry, I get up at 5:30, build the fire, I make coffee, actually meditate a little bit, and then I write.
Getting that idea out is my first step. I come up with the idea and I just start writing it. And then I look at the story. I sort of do like a minimal revision. And then after that initial revision, I usually send it out to other people and ask for their opinions on it. And I usually come up with a list of, like, questions I have about it, things I'm not sure about myself, places in the story that I really am considering completely, like, overhauling. I ask people to read it and see how it came across to them.
So, clearly it's important to jump on your ideas, send work to peers, set time to write and edit, and, of course...
I was a big reader.
I started reading a lot of different poetry.
I think one thing that does inspire me, though, is reading.
Yes, as cliche as it sounds, reading is a huge part of writing. Reading new or even old materials can give you ideas about things you might want to try. So, is reading one of these keys to writing? Are these keys found in the sources of inspiration?
I definitely believe in inspiration. I think there's moments in my day all the time where I see something and I think, wow, that would make a really good story, and I just feel compelled to write about it.
I completely believe in inspiration. I think without inspiration, people would almost lack a reason to write. Inspiration is kind of the kickstarter to get you moving into that.
Picasso says, there is such a thing as inspiration, but it has to find you working, which I really like, because I think there is a certain kind of writing. allows something outside of you to enter you. It's a way of, or can be a way of kind of opening up the boundaries of the self to something external. And I think when the ancient Greeks talked about the muses and talk about inspiration, well, I always think of, inspire means to breathe in. And so I think that it's a taking in of something external, bringing of something into yourself. And I do think that that's real. But I also think it has to find you working.
Inspiration. To breathe in, divine guidance. There are just some things in this world that ask you to take them in and allow them to breathe inspiration into you. While inspiration may light the kindling of the fire of writing, remember that you must first take the time to collect the kindling, and you must wait to add larger logs. Inspiration and hard work go hand in hand. When you listen to, read, or watch that final product, all the hard work that goes into it should become invisible, leaving only a trace of inspiration that others, too, may see.